You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Welcome back, Wig Hackers, to another episode of Wig Hackers. So today's podcast is about the business behind wigs. Yep, I am breaking down my second book. This is the book that is really for the business. It's the business. It's completely about how to run a wig business from, I'm just going to jump right into it. Might as well go through it, you know? So we go with the basics, you know, the wig basics. We really just need to learn, you know, how quickly we can do things and why you would want to actually retail them in your salon. You know, wigs are so profitable. The margins from what you can get or make to what you can sell it for. Of course, it depends on the brands, the types, the quality. There's thousands, you know, and I kind of help break that down in my book so you don't have to be like a fish in new water and whatnot. So this really can help gauge if you even want to go down this avenue, which I did. So I don't see why you shouldn't, you know. And it gives you a little history of wigs and why wigs came into play, you know. So yeah. Then we do the different types of lace and the different types of wigs. I kind of go back and forth with my background on television and Broadway. And I kind of bring it down to the real world, you know, because most people do not need an HD lace wig for real life. You don't need it. You know, any type of opera lace could be just as fine if you get it to match perfectly. But opera lace is used a lot in film and TV. So I know everyone wants it to be HD and all, but they don't need it. You know, why waste the time on something that's going to be so fragile? And you all know your clients are rough as anything. And if we're incorporating a wig into their daily routine, oh, they could destroy it. But they'll be back for you to fix it. So, yeah. And then I go into like the different foundations on like what exactly there is. Come on, computer, work with me here. So the basics, the Fast and the Furious, you know, that's how it just goes. This is really easy to incorporate into anyone's lifestyle. If you teach them how to prep their hair, how to wear it, how to pin it on, they are good to go. This is great for people who want to do trendy colors and don't want that commitment. You know, it's really great to do that. You're going to learn about the different foundations that there are, and then it's just how quick, you know, they want more hair. How much hair do they want? When do they want it? Well, the wig is the only way to go. Most of the time when a client is bringing in a photo of any type of celebrity, unless it's like them at home or a Facebook picture, you will definitely know that it is a wig. So you can instantly have this on hand, and you can quickly just plop it on and be like, look how much hair you have. It's amazing. Another aspect of the wig world is medical wigs. You know, this is a huge part of the industry that people really kind of need a little bit thicker skin to go down this road. I have a couple clients that I've made wigs for them, and they went through chemo, and it's very draining. If you thought just working in a salon behind the chair is draining, but to be honest, there is a huge opportunity of growth, and to see the reaction, I mean, it is life-changing. You know, I did a girl's wig for her prom. Oh my gosh, I mean, I think everyone was crying when I put it on. It was just, it was a lot. But it's a great avenue, and I go over how you can get this covered by their insurance. You know, how to go through insurance and get that little piece of paper that you need that you can bill them for cross cranial prosthetics. Prosthetics. So it's all in the book. And then we go on to your different types of hair. Like, what do they want? How can we keep them coming back? You know, and this is really what it's about. You know, they want their hair long, gorgeous now. And with it's great options for if they're not wearing extensions, because sometimes, you know, their hair isn't good enough. It's too thin. It's breaking, you know, so this is a great avenue for them. And then you can be as creative as you want. You can really get creative. I'm sure if you stalked any of my social media, you'll see me just being like cuckoo ba-cuckoo with these wigs. And you really can. It is absolutely, you can get as creative as you want. And then my chapter 6, it is about resourcing your hair and where you get your hair from. I am working on my manufacturer's list. It's TBD. With this whole coronavirus thing happening, I'm sorry I keep talking about it in every podcast that we are doing right now, but it is an issue and we're trying to figure it out. So we will figure that out. But it goes over the different types of hair and how you deal with the markups and how you deal with suppliers. You know, it's really what it's about. And then we do, you know, handmade versus machine made and the pros and the cons of doing it that way, where something as machine made could be just as good as something handmade and you just, you know, bump it up a little bit. I did put in my measurement sheet just so you have that as well. And then building your business, you know, boomerang for your business. You really want to have your clients keep coming back. So I always say do 2 wigs if possible whenever, because they're always going to be rough. So one will, if you keep 2 in rotation, it will never get the full brunt of it. I know it is an investment for them as well as for you, which is great to have them keep coming back. And then besides that, you'll be able to do colors, you'll be able to do cuts, you'll be able to do refresheners. If there's holes in it, there I have a whole education section on holes and dealing with those patches. You know, and washing services and all the different types of services you can offer your clients now that you are, you know, retailing wigs. And then that brings me right into chapter 10, and that's the retail, like, end of it. So you can sell them or you can rent them. You know, they are, you know, the good ones anyway, are very expensive. So you kind of want to, you might want to rent them out for holidays, for bat mitzvahs, for parties, for whatever it may be, you know, red carpet events, whatever. I mean, I know a lot of celebrities call when I do their hair and we're adding pieces and hair and everything. So just like rent the runway, rent a wig. It works great and it can really boost your sales, which is in the end what it's about. And I even teach you about the contracts that you should have and everything you should do involving any rental that you'll be doing. Come on. Come on. The computer doesn't like to do two things at once, but that's okay. We're doing it. And then once again, the rotation, which is really what it's about. And then the drop-off wash reset service. I know in a lot of the religious communities that do wear wigs, they do have these wash services, which is really great. A little difficult being a gentleman to get all this information. So if it's a little off or skewed, please don't take offense to it, because I don't ever want to offend anyone, but it's a great opportunity. You know, they have 3 or 4 or 5 of them, and you know, they're ranging anywhere between $2,000 and $5,000 for a wig. Like, I don't like that's some people's full months, you know. So if you are in an area that is saturated with that, I mean, yeah, there's different, reach out to me. I'll give you some more information about that too, but it's really great. It's a great way, a great service. Especially the wash and reset, they drop it off, you wash it, and it's all done. So it works out really, really well. But check out all my social media, because all of this should be launched by the time that this podcast has aired. I like to do things a little bit in advance, so we'll see how it goes. So if you do have any questions, hit me up on any of the social medias, on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Instagram is really the one where I'm, it always lets me know. But you know, always keep your hair looking good, because I'm always watching.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.